Aircheckdownloads.com.
That's Idle Wild. All they need is a little discourage. It's called Little Discourage, surprisingly, on Radio 1. This is Jamie Theakston sitting in for Chris Moores. Just flicking through the mirror today, and there's a very funny story here. An item about how to spot if your granny's a spy. Now, here are some telltale signs guaranteed to catch the old girl out. When she sends you a birthday card and the message says the tulips will be yellow in Amsterdam next Thursday.
Oh.
Look out for that. When her favourite make of tea is KGB tips.
Oh, yeah.
She helps run raffles for Help the Agent.
That's not very good.
No, not really.
This is my favourite. When her curtains are made of iron.
That's just silly.
If you think your granny might be a KGB agent, ring us. Let us know. We're doing our bit for National Defence on Drive today. Exposing spies. We'll pass on all information onto MI5, of course. Shop your gran on Drive Time on Radio 1. Now, there's an idea for a new game. Mariah Carey's Fancy. Mariah Carey's releasing a new single called Heartbreaker out next month, and the first single from the new album was that. That's all to go with, of course, with Mariah's new look, which seems to consist of wearing as little clothes as possible. But I think that'll go. I can see that. Now on to Life's Little Imponderables. We want you to we want your questions, and then basically we want your questions answered. Andrew Wright in Paignton has emailed us. How do you know it's an endless loop? The old Meebus band theory, I think that is. I don't know. I don't know. What is an endless loop? What does it mean? You gave it to me. What does it mean?
Okay, I don't know.
Why is it called a TV set when you only get one? That's just silly. Lee Lodge from East London wants to know who tattoo artists practice on. She's got a point. I mean, would you go up and say, yeah, go on, have a go. Yay, go on, I don't mind. Practice on me. But Lee then goes on to say that maybe they practice on pigs, which is just sick, I think. And Marcus Walton from Bolton wants to know what the oldest trick in the book is. Marcus, send me a cheque for $49.99 in a stamped address envelope, and I'll let you know. Feel good, fats and small. You're listening to Radio 1. I'm Jamie Theakston. We've had loads of imponderables in. Sarah Lucas from Derby has phoned. She said, if love is blind, why is lingerie popular? Send us a photo, sir. Jane Sue from Perth says, what is the origin of the phrase taking the mickey? And if Bob's your uncle, who is Bob? I refuse to say he's your uncle. I like this one. Greg and the boys from Leeds Uni ask, when they ship styrofoam, what do they pack it in? And Sarah Collett, who's somewhere in Essex, says, why do you never see baby pigeons? I guess they're in a nest. I don't know. More here. Rick Seaford from Dorset, why is orange jam called marmalade? Good point. David Green from Melton Mowbray, why is sweet corn indigestible? I don't know, David. And why your pie's got that silly jelly in? He's from Melton Mowbray.
Oh, right.
Why are your pies got that jelly in, and why do they taste horrible? More impenetrable, in... What are they called? Not impenetrables. Imponderables. Give us a call, 0700 0100 100. This is Lucid. Something I'm not. That's Lucid. Stay with me till dawn. You're listening to Drive on Radio 1 with me, Jamie Theakston, sat in for Moylesey. Coming up in the next half hour, we've got music from Alice DJ and Eagle Eye Cherry. All the answers today's imponderables, and we'll also be giving you the latest news from the music presses. But first, here's the news with Claire Kavanagh. A time now, 4:30.
97 to 99 FM Radio 1.
The dentist from Greater Manchester, who is described as a super dentist, has been found guilty of serious professional misconduct, 73 Fahrenheit. We'll update the news and sports on 1 at 5 o'clock.
Romantic.
Jamie Theakston.
Brand Van 3000. Now, in case I didn't say exclusive enough in that last link, coming up next, an exclusive on the show. It's just arrived on the back of a motorbike, surrounded by security guards. It's the brand new single from Westlife. Never been heard before. Here it is, straight from the pressing plant. I've never heard it, but without listening to it, I'll bet everyone in this studio a tenner that this record will be number one.
You're on.
Okay, like taking candy from a baby. This is Westlife's brand new single.
Everybody's looking for that something. I'm flying without wings.
That's the brand new single from Westlife, for which I think is an exclusive. I'm not entirely sure. It is the first time that's ever been played. They're going to play it on the lottery again this Saturday, so watch that. And apparently, that's the boys' favourite single. Which is nice. That was Texas, of course, and Once in a Lifetime. We've had some more of your imponderables come in. We don't want too many of these now. We want some answers, but a couple more questions. Why is dyslexia so hard to spell? That's from Steve Baker in Durham. That's a bit similar to why is there only one word for thesaurus, isn't it? Which we've had thousands of, and frankly, isn't very exciting. Oh, there's another one on there. Don't screw it up. What was that? Poor Jeremy Wynn from London wants to know who ate all the pies. And now he probably won't ever know. And now I've just bumped my head on the microphone. Yeah, I'm excited in here. And Kev Donner from Northampton wants to know who are they when they say they say. What does that mean? Oh, who are they? Who are they when they say they say?
Yeah.
Very stupid. And, we got an answer. We got an answer here. For we asked, what does, when someone says take the Mickey, what exactly is it? Well, apparently, it's the Mark Diamond on the M4. He did a course in nutrition and biology. I don't want that. He says the real technical term for passing urine is mictration, hence taking the Mickey. He's gotta be joking, has he not? Anyway, we got Rhyme Reason coming up. Basically, it's a word association game. If I say radio, like something like that, you can come up with a word associated with radio, like TV, or rhymes with radio, like a word that rhymes with radio. This has to carry on in time with the music, and it isn't as easy as it sounds. Basically, the top 10 albums are up for grabs, so if you fancy your chances, call through now on 08700 100 100, and you can play Rhyme and Reason. Brand new for 1 week only, thank goodness for that. Meanwhile, here's Left Field.
Aircheckdownloads.com.